I've been up for like half a second and I've already made the speakers implode.
You broke the show.
What the hell was that? Why didn't they do that when you were on, Clint?
Because I'm fucking good at this.
He's a professional.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so.
Give me my records.
What happened?
You turned up too much. You're fine. Go. Done.
Hi, this is Foz.
You're doing great.
Hi, Foz.
Hey, Travis is my guest.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to
be
here.
I'm so psyched that you're here.
Oh, my goodness, me too.
Worked out good, didn't it?
Well, I mean, it's fantastic to be here.
Yes.
You know, I've always wanted to come down here and hang out, and I've never had a chance, and now I do, and I don't know, it looks like nobody left me any food.
No. I'm starving. I had dinner today.
I had some gum. I got some gum.
Put your order in, and I'll go down and get it.
No, I ate like half a box of Nerds and couple handfuls of Tic Tacs before I came over here, so I'm pretty fired up.
You're like this. I did a drawing once, and it was somebody saying, "Oh, do you want me to go and get some food?" And he's like, "No, I've got some Nerds stuck in my beard. I'm just gonna have them."
Yeah. I know. I may have something in
there. If you've got a couple left in there, check them out. And
they're all yours.
Take them
if I got them, yeah, no problem.
Definitely.
No problem.
So we on Clint, we sort of hijacked a little bit of Clint's show,
and I'm taking it back.
And in that show, I threw the question: do you describe yourself as an artist or an illustrator, Travis? And you didn't have time to answer, and I made people tune in for this.
I'll take either one. I think I like illustrator. I like the term illustrator. I like cartoonist. That's fine too.
Okay.
You know, I drawer. It's a little pretentious, but I'll take that.
Drawer.
I asked a guy. He was like, "What do you do?" And I said, "Oh, I'm a drawer." And he's like, "You're a drawer?" I'm like, yeah, it's a... I mean, he was a little drunk, and possibly on cocaine, too, so he was kind of had a bit of an asshole-ish sort of edge to him, you know? I couldn't explain myself. I was like, I'm a drawer. And then I said, "Well, I'm an illustrator." He's like, "Oh, okay."
Somebody asked me once if I was a drawer, and I was like, "Am I a drawer? Like in a cabinet?" I'm like, "Well, what do you mean, am I a drawer? Like, you're the drawer.
Cupboard.
You're the drawer for heroin." I was like, "No, I'm not the drawer. I'm the artist."
Yeah. Goddamn good artist at that, should say.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm right back at you, brother.
Thank you, man.
So let's talk about this series that you just did for heroin. I just posted on Instagram and Facebook, and anybody who follows that stuff will be privy to it.
Yes.
It's the first time anybody's seen it. It's not on...
Oh, killer.
Yeah, and it aired like 5 minutes ago, so...
Oh, rad. All right, man. I'm going to do some posting up myself. I just didn't want to put anything up before they were...
It comes out on Tuesday.
Okay.
Like, in the stores on Tuesday and later next week, so we're good. We can do...
Bitchin'. Well, I don't know, man. There are these, we talked about doing some stuff a little while back, and I think you suggested, I did these drawings of these guys getting kind of squished, you know, and you kind of ask about those, and yeah, they're just like these little dudes getting kind of crushed by a big hand, innards popping out or brains kind of squirting out, and...
the stuff that we like.
Stuff that I just, I mean, it just comes natural, you know, it's, it seemed like it was just a perfect fit, so.
Let me say, the moment I realized that this was genius and I had to use your art on skateboards, was at this zine show. Clint was there as well, and like everybody, and it was downtown. And I was like looking through your zine, and I was like, that is so perfect for a board. I'm like, that has to be used. So, and I wanted you to do some stuff at Altamont, but they kind of, I don't know, I brought this stuff in really enthusiastic, and they kind of dropped the ball on it, and I was like, well, no, I'm going to use... I'm getting to some stuff for heroin, so...
Right on. That's good.
I hijacked you.
It's good to be hijacked.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they come out on Tuesday. I'm really psyched about them.
Yep, and we got a really bitchin' shirt. You just gave me a couple of these fucking extremely cool shirts. I'm very excited about them. I'm really a little freaked out about how you're able to make the separations and print this, because it's a little watercolor painting, but... Yeah, they really, it like picks the subtleties up as far as
our
the screen printing goes.
Our screen printer is like studies the black arts or something. I don't know how he does it. It's like sorcery.
It's really bizarre, man. I'm a little freaked out about how how well they've come together. It's
I know.
Really
I was
nice.
Gonna try and color separate, and then I was like, I'm just gonna send it to the guy, and we'll see what happens. And it came out absolutely beautifully.
Wow.
So really stoked.
That's nuts. Well.
There we go. Hey, should we play some music?
I would love to.
Oh, right. I know you have good, spectacular taste in music, so, yeah, I'm psyched to throw something on.
Well, let's go for it. Let's see, is it my choosing?
It's your choosing, yeah. You're the guest.
Well, how about a little, you have anything by the Wrangler Brutes?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Let's see, how about...
You're going to ask for, like, loads of really obscure stuff that I don't have.
Your choice,
have you
please.
Have you got MP3s and stuff, or do you want to play, or should we talk about that single that you brought with you? Oh, I could. I mean, it's as easy as going to YouTube and finding the Wrangler Brutes, if that's what you really want to hear.
Yeah.
People are all listening and they're all curious about what the Wrangler Brutes sound like now. So.
Yeah, try the Wrangler Brutes. Look up a song called Problems in the Sack.
Okay. I think that they've been played a couple of times on the show before. I think that Nathan Bell might have played some of their stuff. So
I like them very much.
Yeah, me too. He's awesome. He's like my We did a show with him and it was awesome. And then he's like my, like, if no one's coming in, I'll just call him up and be like, oh, what are you doing? You want to come in? So he like shows up sometimes and plays stuff. He's great.
He's a beard buddy.
Yeah, he is a beard buddy. Yep. Are you going to go to Thingy afterwards, after this?
I might. I'm a little slow. I went to San Francisco for the last couple of days. My Jeremy Fish got married. And went up and did a solo drive up and back.
Wow.
It was just there for like a day, basically, but drove up and got back a little late last night, and I've just been a little slow today, honestly.
I
so I don't know. It was just like a hard drive. You know? I mean, not a hard drive. But just
it's
like
rough. Solo drive. Six hours, right?
It's like, I mean, about 6 hours
or
so.
Well, depends how heavy you are on the gas, but...
Yeah. I think I made it in maybe, six, not quite seven, but...
Yeah.
Boring, you know, and no one to talk to.
Yeah.
No one to blab to, you know?
Well, I hope you have some good good tunes on there.
I know. I worked it out.
Sick. Six hours worth of Wrangler Brutes or something. This is taking ages. But finally just coming up.
Did you not bring an iPod?
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
You listen to a radio show and you didn't bring an iPod?
Well, I had no idea. I didn't know what to bring. I do have a record coming out. I'm releasing a 7-inch with a label called Lost Broadcast.
Let me see.
You want to take a look at that? Comes out October 15th. It's some older stuff. It's all 4-track recordings from like 97, 98.
Sounds right up my
and
head.
It's a little noisy, but. Yeah, I don't know. I had I played a lot of music in Lawrence, Kansas, and just played in bands for years, and then moved to New York to just get serious about drawing. And I was just, I don't know, man. I was like in apartments, just crammed next to people, and just didn't really feel like making noise myself all that much anymore.
I
just became a quiet drawer, or I would just turn the speakers up, you know, and just not yelp anymore, but.
What bands were you in back in the day?
I was in a band. Well, let's see, none that you've probably ever heard of, but I was in a band called The Ugly Boyfriend. I was in a band called Chabella. I was in a band called A Guide to Panhandling.
These are all spectacular names, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I was in a really shitty band in high school called Corduroy Forehead.
That's a great band.
Yeah, not shitty.
That's a great high school band.
I didn't name it, though. My friend named it he fell asleep on his shirt, and somebody woke up, and he woke up and they said, hey, you have a corduroy forehead.
That's a good one.
But yeah, so I had a friend of mine, Josh Berwanger, was in a band called The Anniversary, and he plays in a band now called Berwanger. He's got a new record coming out, and he got in touch with me, and he said that him and a few pals have this little label that they're doing, focusing on music they feel kind of like slipped through the crack, and I guess it's like a vanity record, you know. Sweet. I have no intention of playing or touring or doing anything, you know, like that.
I'm not going to promote this record at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it, for me, I kind of like, with drawing, I like to kind of dig through the archives and collaborate with myself in a way. I look through sketchbooks when I was like in fifth grade or something, and then like redraw drawings from my sketchbook. Or
oh yeah,
like,
I've seen that on your Instagram.
Or like my brother, I found a notebook drawings my brother did in high school detention, and I would like redo those drawings, you know.
I love the guy in the spoon.
Yeah, that was one of my brothers in high
school.
There's
a guy in a spoon with someone putting a flame underneath him, and he's like, like it's burning. He's
It's very twisted. Yeah. I don't know what was wrong with him. I asked him, like, when I found that thing, I was looking through them, and I said, dude, what was your problem back then? What were you thinking? Why were you drawing this stuff? And he was like, I drew those in detention.
Wow.
But I don't know. I felt like maybe the releasing this music. Well, when Josh got in touch and he kind of knew me in the day and asked about it, it seemed like kind of an extension of mining the archives, you know? And, you know, it's just something I wanted to... It's like an artifact or something, is the way I think about it, you know? I wanted to see it out, and...
Well, the Wrangler Bridge song is 58 seconds long, and it's a live version, so I'd rather sort of go, you know, being that we've been talking about your single, what is it, a four track, or is it a...
It's 45, but I have MP3s if you want, or yeah, I have this record if you want to play it.
Let's play the record. Let's get old school.
Yeah, here we go.
45, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Let's find out.
You made a record called Test Pressing.
It's called Occampucky.
Wouldn't that be a good name for a single?
Test Pressing, it would be not a bad...
It would be good for any record.
Yeah. All right, let me figure out if I know how to work a turntable. That's it. It's probably a resounding
one. Is it on 45, too?
It is. I've done this before, Clint.
Have you?
You broke my heart when you broke my windshield. I got it. It's really over this time. No more second chances. No more true passes.
Yeah.
swelling in the cellar. Everything's deep in that yard. No, I just can't relate to you anymore. There was nothing to hurt my before. But now it's coming up more and more. And more and more. You invite me into your dreadful spiritual bliss. Now I say no thanks, kid. I already got too many crunches in my hands. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da. Ba-ba-ba-ba. One more time.
Successful.
Right.
That was good stuff. I liked it a lot.
Oh, well, thank you.
Excellent. So, yeah. Tell me about this single. It comes out when?
It comes out October 15th. Okay. That was side A. And, I don't know. I've never released any music before. I've played a bunch of music for a long time, and then this is just kind of an opportunity to do it.
And you got a fantastic looking zine with that as well.
Yeah, I think I like the idea of putting out a... putting together a package for it, you know, and just making a little DIY.
Oh, so you put it out under Travis Millard?
Yeah, I just put it under my name, yeah. Yep. And then...
Oaken Pookie is the...
Yes. And I don't really know where it's going to be available yet. I guess I'll find out pretty soon. And internet, yeah.
Big on the internet.
I believe so.
Well, if somebody wanted to see your website and figure out how to get a copy of that single, how would one do that?
Well, you could visit my website, FudgeFactoryComics.com, and maybe look in the news section. Or, we'll probably announce something about it on Instagram. My handle is The Other Fudge, if you look into that, too. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I mean, I will... probably hear from the label and figure out how they're gonna go about it, and then I'll just like take their lead and
cool.
put it out there somewhere.
Rather records are still coming out, in these days of iTunes and everything.
Yeah, I know. I've never had anything pressed on vinyl, so it's kind of fun.
I was in a band in London with a lot of Japanese kids, mm-hmm. and They were like, oh, we recorded some stuff, and we were going to put it out. And they were like, it must be like, we have to record on like 7-inch vinyl. It's the true format for punk rock singles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. And then they could never sort of get it together to do anything. I was just like, why don't we just like make tapes and like give them away, or like make CDs, because I can burn CDs on my computer at home. They're like, no, it is not true format for punk rock. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And we never ended up releasing anything at all.
No, yeah.
And I don't even have anything on my hard drive, because all my hard drives died.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just lost into the ether.
Stayed true, though. Really true.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I emailed the kid in Japan. I was like, they got deported back to Japan, and I was like, hey, send me some Dokudango stuff, I'll play it. And they never bothered getting that to me, so.
Oh.
There you go.
Lost in the ether.
Lost in the ether.
Mm. That's rough.
Hey, you said you wanted an even song.
I would like that.
We can do that for sure.
The new record's really good.
I'm so good.
Fan of it. Yeah.
All right. So let's good. Do this. Oh, which one is this? This. I think this works.
Set up in the corner. Consigned to the bars. We rearrange all the tables and chairs while the staff is playing cards. The outlet's not working. The news is met with a shrug. They say, yeah, just take a look around and find another plug. Competing with the till.
Clint Woodside wouldn't have done that, would he?
No, no.
That
never.
Guy, if he
never.
Was around.
Never.
Professional.
Yeah, that's consummate professional. That was the Evens. Why'd you choose that one?
I don't know. I enjoy them. And I guess maybe they were... Maybe they've been on my mind a little bit. Yeah, well, I don't know why.
Travis, yeah. Three bands that changed your life. What are the three bands that changed your life?
I would say Dead Kennedys, for one. They're probably... I would say The Descendants. And I would say Beastie Boys, probably.
Mm, yeah. Interesting.
I mean, this is spanning, like, this is an early, you know, early first bands that I found, that I discovered that were, yeah... that were kind of pretty influential to me at the time.
Yeah, that is the influence thing is the thing. You can't just be like, oh, well, I love Tom Waits, so it's him. But it's like, because I do, I love him. But
yeah, no, there was a light went off when I...
When I first heard Iron Maiden, I was like, why doesn't all music sound like this?
Yeah.
Like, this rules. All music should sound like this.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm leaving out... It's really difficult, because now I'm just thinking about other things, and it's hard to nail that down.
Well, some people go, yeah, Dead Kennedys, Descendants, Beastie Boys. And some people go, well, I couldn't possibly answer that, you know? And it's you know, it's funny.
Well, I mean, I go,
it's like
I'm
the
going
Rorschach
for it.
Test. It's not the actual answers, it's the response to the answer.
But
it's
the, also the answers.
It is the answers.
It's also the actual answers.
Yeah,
but the reaction is the most interesting thing to me.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. Shit. tough. It's a tough question.
It is.
It's a valid one, though.
We're not here to. We're handling tough issues here.
Ooh.
We are. We're not here to mess around.
Peeling the onion skin back.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to give a board away?
I would like to do that.
How do you think we should go about this?
Oh, well, let's see. How do people get in touch? How would we give this board away and get it into somebody's hand? And is it a trivia question or is it just a, can we get somebody to dance for us? Or
first person to bring us a pizza?
I don't think it's going to happen. Most of these people are in like Idaho and places like that.
I was just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. I did put it on Instagram and I said it couldn't hurt your chances if you tag, you know, Fuzz FM Comp.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes,
and there's been a couple of... there's been a couple of people who tagged it up. We could look at that.
Okay.
Or then there's a live stream here.
Can people comment on the live stream?
Yeah, people can comment on the live stream. Colorado! Guest 101 is in Colorado.
Uh-oh, somebody's up.
Yeah, so the people are listening and streaming with us at Chatwing.
Okay, let's see. So, in order to get this thing, you have to... solve a riddle.
A riddle.
Sort. I don't know
I
any
like
riddles,
that.
Though.
That's
I don't
great.
Know any riddles.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought you might know a riddle.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing stuff out here. I don't know. We can't have dead air, you know? We have to work this out.
Great.
We have to work this out. And in order to do that, you kind of have to throw out some bad ideas to get through to
it's
the good ideas first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just throwing things out here.
I kind of like the riddle.
You need a good trivia question.
Good trivia question.
Good trivia question, okay.
But you guys...
What would it be about? Would it be about Travis or, yeah, or heroin skateboards or something? Todd Bratrude.
Uh-oh.
Has come to our rescue. And he said, best Instagram drawing wins. Your vote at the end.
Oh.
You guys got a half hour to get it done then.
Yeah, people, if you want to win a board, I think that's a good idea. Best Instagram drawing.
Right, I like that. Yep.
And then tag
Fuzz
FM Comp.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What are we looking for as far as the drawing goes? Like.
I would think that the best spirit portrait of Foss you can draw. Yeah.
I was going to suggest the guy in the spoon that your brother drew.
Oh,
attention.
Right, right. Well, it's got to just, you know, I like to let the imagination sort of roam with the entries.
Well, how about just the best drawing that tags Foss FM, and we'll do it 5 to 10. So you've got 25 minutes to do
like
a drawing.
That. Yes. Well,
good luck.
Get it on. Get it on.
Everyone.
How about that? Crack your knuckles and get it on.
Okay. So we worked our way through it. That's
best
beautiful.
Instagram drawing, you tag Fuzz FM Comp, and then you could win a Go Miyagi board straight away. Thanks, Todd Ratchett, for the genius suggestion.
Good call.
Todd's going to be drawing, and we're going to be like, Todd won.
Oh, no, awesome. No, Todd. No Todds, though. Todd's excluded. Yeah, we can't have ringers in this. No, Todd, no.
Such a huge fan of Todd. He's the best.
I love Todd's drawings.
Yes. We should, Todd, if you want a song, hit me up. We'll play you a song. How's that?
Instead of a skateboard, you win a song.
Yeah. Todd, all he has to do is ask. I'll send him a board. I'll send him a package.
Oh, okay.
He's the best.
Todd is a badass, but he's gonna just win the contest if he throws anything down.
Yeah, exactly,
so.
Exactly. I think it's that.
Maybe you're gonna find some hot new talent in the art world.
I like
for your
it.
Skateboards.
Yeah.
From here on out, the next heroin skateboard line may be by the winner of this skateboard.
True.
I'm going to play a weird song for y'all.
Is that too much pressure? Should I just put too much pressure on everyone? I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a control freak, and like 99% of the graphics that people send me, I'm like, this is garbage. It's so bad. And I like have to write back and tell people, I'm like, this, you know, no, like, I do all the graphics myself, like, whatever. It's, like, seriously, it's, like, tattoo sort of images,
yeah.
Or, like, manga sort of, like, style that's kind of popular.
Back to the whole Hookups era.
Hookups is awesome. I like Jeremy Cline, and like, he's rad, and he does what he does really well, but they've got that covered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, like, you know, you got Travis, who's an incredible talent, and it, like, of course he did a series for us, and it was like easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was painless.
Yeah, it was absolutely. Just like, boom, dude, like, done deal.
Yeah, I don't know, sometimes it feels like that's the way the best stuff goes, you know, is when it's
organic.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. All right, so listen, if you've just tuned in, you want to win a heroin Go Miyagi Pro Board that Travis Miller did the fantastic graphics for, you do a drawing and put it on Instagram and tag FossFM Comp, and you may, you know, we may send you a board. We'll contact you on Instagram and just send it you that way. This couldn't be easier, really, could it? I'm going to play this song called Goatman that I heard this morning and I quite like. So I hope that's okay with you, chaps.
That would be... I was going to request that, but I couldn't remember the name of the song.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There is a Creole expression, to walk together. Where life is hard, people depend upon and help each other. So that man may pray together to praise the same moral principles and together reaffirm them. Oh,
quite like that.
That was really good.
Yeah, I heard that this morning, so I don't know, just thought I'd put it
on. I really liked that.
Cool. That was Goat, the Scandinavian, I believe, or something. Yeah, or something. What else do we need to talk about? Well, I tell you what we need to talk about. Yes, the drawing show.
Oh, yes. Yes, but the drawing stories.
Drawing stories.
Yes.
Yes.
Drawing stories, a special little show about drawing and telling stories.
How many you got up right now?
We have done... We posted the fifth episode. We put them up every other Tuesday.
Right.
We try to, at least, put them up every other Tuesday. And, well, we did, I guess, what we'll call a season. I mean, it started out as kind of a... My friend Isaac, he just said, hey, you should do a Bob Ross-style drawing show. And I said, yeah, right. And he was like, no, you should do it. Just don't say no. And... we'll figure it out. And I said, you know, like, how the hell are we gonna do it, man? You don't have a camera. You don't know how to edit. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about. And he said, we'll figure it out. And then he brought
I
over.
Like that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Just don't say no. Let's just go for it. It's a good way of thinking.
It's definitely a good way to go. You never know what you're gonna stumble into if you just say yes.
Yeah.
You know. And sometimes you know, I mean, for better or for worse, but.
You're looking at it. This radio show.
Master DJ.
That is what happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were like, I got off a plane from London and they were like, hey, we're going to do a radio show, Altamont radio show. Mm. I was like, that sounds cool. And they were like, do you want to be the DJ, the host? And I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I was like, are you serious? And they were like, yeah, we think it'd be cool because you've got an accent. And I was like, yeah, all right. You talk kind of funny. You ain't from around here.
Have the ladies tune in to hear that that Cockney kind of sway.
Oh, good grief, I'm not Cockney, my friend.
Oh, sorry, I don't know anything.
I'm from the glorious North.
Oh, pardon me.
See, Cockney's short.
I'm a Midwestern idiot.
No. So tell me about the show. How long has it been running?
Well, it's let's see. We did we tried an episode. He brought a friend over. My friend, this dude Aaron Beckham. He brought him over. I hadn't met Aaron before, but he showed up and he said, "Hey, I'm from Olathe, Kansas, and that's where I grew up." And he said, "Your little brother taught me to kickflip."
Wow.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" And you know, that's some, like, deep blood roots, you know? And so, but he works for the Directors Bureau and did a lot of editing for Mike Mills and Miranda July stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so he has this very slow, kind of subtle sense of humor. Right. So, yeah, we just decided to give it a shot, and we recorded just, I don't know, they came over one day and we shot a bunch of stuff around the neighborhood that they turned into this kind of, this intro. Aaron had this idea for an intro, like an 80s nature show vibe. And I don't know, they had me like swinging from trees and jumping over fences and like just making myself as sore as I possibly could be, you know, like, not in great shape really. So I was all winded, and then they said, all right, let's set up for the drawing portion, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and we tried it, and things were failing, but I'm just kind of a natural storyteller, I guess, or like, if you let me talk long enough, I'll ramble my way into
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, I usually ramble my way into some story, and then, so Isaac was like, dude, and I started to tell some really embarrassing story, and he's like, dude, you know, tell that story and do a drawing about it, and, so we tried one, and then the next day I woke up and was really humiliated because I couldn't believe that I was on tape, like, you know, on film. Like, I had no idea what I'd done, you know. I was like, or how it was going to come out. But we made the agreement that we would try one. If it was terrible, no one would ever see it. So, so Aaron sent a cut over a little later, and then, I don't know, showed it to some friends, and it went over pretty well. And so we shot five more and started releasing them. I don't know, back in March, I believe.
Yep.
And then, but yeah, we have one more episode, the sixth episode coming out next Tuesday. And then we shot nine more episodes.
Wow.
Last weekend, yeah. had a couple guests on.
Cool.
Who's the hot guest?
Tried that. Tried that.
Looking forward to.
You're gonna have to wait and see.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
No insider info. Wow. Here at Boss FM.
So, whose stories are they? Just.
Oh, they're mine. Yeah, yeah, they're mine. I mean, they're all nonfiction. You know?
I like the one where you were driving in your car and it got hit by lightning, and then like nothing happened.
No, it really, really nothing. I mean, that's most of the stories really don't. They kind of trail off, you know. I mean, it something is happening, but then life goes on, and then you just move on to the next moment, I guess. And so you gotta like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. They just kind of.
You gotta end them all, and then I found $5.
They gotta end. Yeah.
At the end, you gotta be like, and then I found $5, and that'll be the end of it.
Oh,
and
everyone will be like, right.
That's so great.
Somebody
that's
told me
a good idea.
Somebody started telling me this story once, and it was like, oh hey. And he was like, you know, he sort of saw me out and was like, hey, Foss. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I went to this cake shop the other day. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had this chocolate cake, blah, blah, blah. And he told me, like, where it was. I was like, yeah. And he was like, and that was it. What? And I was like, are you serious? This story doesn't have an end. Nothing happened. You're just telling me that you went for chocolate cake. Like... It was so infuriating. I wanted to strangle this guy. I was like, what?
You got that chocolate cake.
He was just, that was really boring. Thanks, yeah. Brian.
He could have just said, hey, Foss, I got some chocolate cake. I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, that was it.
But he had to get so excited about it, make you think it's leading somewhere.
I know. I was
a little rude.
And what happened? Someone came in to the restaurant and said, this is a stick-up. Like, there could have been an infinite number of possibilities that would have made that story better.
Yes, yes.
But he didn't go there. It was...
Well, that's a bad story.
Frustrating.
It
was terrible. Yeah, it was awful.
I have... a range of like stories, I guess. When I have a bunch of different ones, we've kind of like tried to. I guess when I think about it, I try not to keep them like too dark or too. I don't know. Too dumb. Maybe dumb is okay, but I think I like the idea of them being based on like a fantastic experience.
Yes.
Or a
rather
time.
Than just buying cake.
Yeah, or like a time of naive discovery.
Yeah.
If it's the first time you've ever had chocolate cake, that's something, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like something kind of has to happen, I guess.
Would you mind if I played Game Masters?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge fan, and I've like sent it out to a bunch of my friends.
Yeah.
And my friend watched it 47 times in a row.
Well, so. I have to maybe explain Game Masters first. Okay. Is it's an animation that I did with my friend Jim Dirschberger. And it was, we animated it, but the beauty, the true heart of the piece is the prank call by Earls and Jensen. And... yeah, if you ever have a chance to check out they have a 2-disc set that was released by Matador. I think it was called The Best Prank Calls Ever or something. But it really is the funniest prank call collection you could possibly own. Because they have a no cruelty policy.
Right.
It's not cool. Prank calls kind of have the tendency to kind of go make somebody really mad or, you know, just say some mean shit to somebody, make them feel
just
bad.
Just wind people up and
like
ruins
that
day, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that. It makes me feel anxious, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, they're really good at it. They'll just call people and, they'll call people that are expecting a call, you know? And, but Jeff Jensen is a guy that I know from Kansas, and he is the guy who's calling Game Masters, and so I wanted to do some animation stuff. I played this for Jim, and he decided that he had to do it, so anyway, it's funny as hell.
All right, let's play this,
yeah.
And then people can be on the same page as we are.
Yes, hello, fellow barbarian. This is Zontar, the chaotic good elf.
Well, hello.
Hello, how are the games this evening?
Fine.
Do you know why I'm calling?
No, I don't.
Perhaps if I speak in my native tongue, it will be easier for you to interpret.
Okay.
Oh!
good is that? That's so good.
It's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Yes, we. I mean, I think I'd say probably the biggest surprise for that, with that whole thing with me was we put it up. We put it up on YouTube and just posted it up through whatever, Instagram, or I tweeted about it or whatnot, and then it started to kind of make the rounds a little bit or just float around, and then Jim called me and said, hey, have you looked at Game Master? They got a couple thousand hits, you know, but he's like, have you looked at the Game Masters recently? And I said, no, and he's like, well, apparently it got picked up by a gaming site. And it enraged a legion of nerds because they were super pissed that they were making fun of the guy, like calling this poor guy at the game store.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just flew off the handle. And so, like, he's like, whatever you do, don't read the comment section. And so, of course, the first thing I do is go check out the comment section. I want to see what's going on. And this is not funny at all. This is, what do you call this, comedy? This is not, that guy probably makes minimum wage. How dare you? This is not freaking funny. I don't really appreciate this. Nerds unite. You know, I was just like, wow. But it was 26,000 hits or something like that overnight.
Wow.
Just burning a bunch of thumbs down, but a bunch of thumbs up, you know. And,
it's brilliant. I thought it was so good.
Thank you.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, so. I can't take the credit for that.
So. Well, I know, but you're definitely involved in making it what it.
The visuals, yeah. The visuals, easy to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go on YouTube and look up Game Masters.
Yep.
It's pretty brilliant. Let's have some more music. What do you fancy?
Oh, well, let's see. Can I see yours?
Yeah.
I'm going to hijack Clint's phone because he's got some good stuff.
How are we doing on the old contest? There's three entries on the contest.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the new ones yet.
Yeah, there's three.
Can't
three
wait to get my phone back.
How about, here, you can use mine.
Show.
Phone trade.
Yeah.
Oh, how about, new thing?
How about this Lungfish song? What do you think about
it? Oh, I like Lungfish.
Yeah, put the first one on there.
Okay. Oh, I know this. It's not new, is it?
No, it's not new, but I did hear the Ace's side project, Zomes. He has a new record out with Zomes. I really, really enjoy that side project. It's
they have a new
really great.
But he has a new thing out?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's pretty brand new. Yeah, there's three records.
Yeah, the third one must be new then.
All right,
yeah.
we're gonna play this.
I knew about the first two.
I really like
it.
Yeah.
listening to False FM.
I think the show's going pretty well.
I think it's going spectacular.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. Do you know it's 9:54 already?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, there's only like one minute left.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
For the drawings.
I know, right?
Well, we've got some pretty strong entries.
We do.
Yeah. We have three strong entries
so far.
Two of them are the same guy.
Yeah, let's...
I think he wants it more.
He wants it most.
Okay. He may want it more.
I do like the... Everybody have a look on the False FM comp hashtag on Instagram. I do like the giraffe.
The giraffe is kidnapping the women and children. I think that's the drawing for me.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
There's no women.
Well,
there's just a child and money.
Oh well, maybe I take it back.
Well, you can't see the edge of the. I think it's an El Camino.
The whole drawing.
I think it's an El Camino. The car.
Mom rolled out the back. Maybe.
Kudos for that. Maybe it's been extended at the back, and the mom is in there.
Yeah, I could see that.
I also kind of like the.
Maybe mom's under the hood.
Maybe.
You never know.
I also like that there is no woman in there, and he's saying that it's still happening.
Yeah.
Which just sounds like he's completely confused.
He's going to get her.
Or she. I don't know who this person is.
We have a new
show could be a she.
We have a new one.
Oh, we got another one.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a... Well, somebody says the show is motherfucking nails, bitch.
Yep, it's true.
That's very kind. That's very kind.
It's true that the show is nails?
It's very kind, though. Oh, whoa, we got some last minute ones.
That's Ben. That's my homie. He used to work at Volcom. Yeah, he's good people.
Who's that? Motherfucking Nails?
Yeah.
Oh. What a guy.
I am liking the old...
Oh, Ben. Oh, I know Ben.
You know Ben.
Oh, of course.
You do.
I don't know Ben.
Ben's a good guy.
Never heard of him.
Skate Tanaki. I got it. Okay. Took a while to be one.
I don't know, man. They're dropping in. Whoa. We got Ellet here. He's got a...
This one's got things.
Really has been working on this. I don't know.
That's
man.
Why I came in.
Dude has been working on
it. That's why I came in.
You can tell through the show.
That's true.
That's worth something.
Sure is.
Huh.
I skipped dinner for this.
What?
Have you seen it?
Uh-oh.
It's... Look at that.
Wait.
He says, there's a thing at the bottom. He says, I skipped dinner for this. Well, if you just tuned in and you're like, what the hell are these people talking about? We are looking at hashtag FossFMComp on Instagram, and we've put it out that you can win a skateboard from my company Heroin. It's a Go Miyagi Pro model. Travis did the graphic for it. It looks pretty sick. It's 8.125 inches long, wide, and about 32 inches long. Okay. Just in case.
It's got 7 plies.
It has 7 plies of Canadian maple wards.
No bonite. 1986.
It's not a slick. Mm-hmm. Although the graphic the process kind of looks like it could be a slick, right?
From back in the day.
What are we talking? Heat transfer on here?
We're talking heat transfer. Yep, yeah. Yep.
Heat transfer.
It turned out great, though. I think it's really... We really nailed it with this one, Travis.
I agree. I think they look really nice.
So
I'm proud of these.
So who's coming in next?
Well, Patrick, I believe.
Oh,
this guy. No. This guy, Patrick. I've been here for the past few weeks, and then I'm like, oh, no age aren't here. Guess I'm taking their spot. And then at like 14 seconds before 10 o'clock, he'll roll in, and I'll get kicked out. So, yeah, I think we have to make a decision.
We have to declare a winner.
Because he also said 5 minutes before the show was over, and we're already past that.
I did.
That's right. Okay, we're blowing it now. Okay, well...
What are your feelings, Travis?
I would like to say that I love the giraffe. I think the giraffe is good. The rat is good too. Ben, nice dude. Love the guy. He's pretty sick nails. It's a very good, nice compliment. We got Skate and Anarchy. Scat Anarchy?
I think it's Skate Anarchy.
Well, it could like, be so
it's
scat.
Like
a,
skating.
Maybe
like,
he's a jazz dude. Dude, that's, I mean, it's kind of, it's a nice cartoon, sort of wispy, very, you know, it seems like it's done fast. It's a nice style. I got to give it to Elliot, though. You can tell that the dude has been drawing it. He's putting the time in. Oh, and he did a version of the board on there, very small.
Yeah.
Humans.
Yeah, Ella, guess what? You just won a board, mate.
Yep. Way to go. Way to freaking go.
Nice.
Thank you so much. That's a successful contest. Oh, successful contest.
You are stoked. What you need to do is figure out a way to get us your address.
You need to drive to the station. You have 30 minutes because we're leaving in 30 minutes and we'll leave it at the bus stop. We'll leave it at the bus stop on the second chair. Sniff it out. Hopefully it'll still be here by the time you get around. But otherwise, good job anyway.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. How are we going to do this? I'm just going to comment on it. I'll leave my email. You can email me and we'll work it out.
So many people are going to fake this guy's identity. So that you're going to get...
We have three entries, like four entries. It's like...
Yeah.
But he does have, he has like a Tumblr and all that stuff, so yeah, for sure.
Way to win.
I don't even work here.
I like the giraffe, though. I like the giraffe.
It's hard to choose anybody. It's hard to, you know, I mean, they're all, I want to give them all away.
I know.
We can't all be winners, though. It's a tough lesson.
It is. But yeah, congratulations, Ella. You wanna go on the audiobook, good for you. I'll send that out to you. Like, email me your address and we'll get it out to you tomorrow, mate. All right.
Yes.
Cool. All right, well, I think we're about wrapping up here.
Well, it's been a whole lot of fun.
It has been a blast, hasn't it?
I mean, geez, I wasn't doing anything else. I was just gonna, I don't know, sit on the couch or something. This gave me something to look forward to in my life.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, not a problem. We played like four songs, if that.
Yes.
One of them wasn't even a song. It was like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like 30 seconds.
What kind of radio program is this?
There's no radio in this radio program.
No, sure not. So, well, thanks for listening. Congratulations to Alec. He won a board.
Way to go.
And thank you very much for coming in, Travis.
It's been great.
It's been really fun, huh?
Well, thank you.
You should come back and we'll like come back with a playlist and
anytime.
Like, yeah.
I came to this radio show with no music. That is so dumb. I brought my record. And I brought nothing else because I didn't know. I didn't know how it was going would go down here. I thought that maybe you had some certain things.
You're expecting the DJ to have like actual music.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Right.
Wow, that was a really.
Rookie
I learned something
mistake.
Tonight. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Next time I come back, I will do. I will do that. I will
I
do something.
Job.
We'll do
I
something.
A lot of fun. You invited back anytime. So
thank you.
Maybe we should do it next week, even. Like, I don't
well,
know
I mean, let's not.
That
I don't know, man. Let's
not get carried away
let's
now.
Carried
I didn't
away.
Have that
I mean,
much
I said
fun.
I would come back, but I'm instead of coming back tomorrow. Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
I'll
right
come back
then.
Next week. I don't care.
Transition music?
Any transition music?
No, that's a no. That's a negative.
No, I just put my computer away. I'm gonna go and buy some tacos.
What?
Tacos.
Tacos.
As you say, tacos. Or something like that. No, I'm gonna go to the taco shop opposite the little Lorena. I'm starving, man. I've got $2 with their name written on it if they give me two tacos.
All right.
So,
you need to stop your show session. Lots of people can go
there. Okay. All right. Sure. Coming up is Patrick. We're wrapping this up right now. Thanks again, Travis. It's amazing.
Please.
Clint, thanks for hanging around.
Just a guy, man. Just doing my thing.
That's
just
a true story.
Doing his thing.
So we all forget that sometimes. You know, we're in the shadow of you.
Just a guy.
All right, we're wrapping this up. Thanks for tuning in. It's been great. It'd be weird if there's no one out there.
Yeah.
Glad you're into the show and you've been listening. So talk to you next week. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Music. No transition music.